Welcome to another Rebel Room post-game edition. Great night for the UNLV Rebels. Ryan Green, Ray Brewer along with you. Not only does UNLV tear up TCU, great victory, 83-49, they also gain a huge commitment, Ryan, from a point guard who everybody thinks could blend in well with the team. You broke the news twice tonight. Great effort, by the way. Just about as good as UNLV in its thorough victory. Let's start off with the recruiting stuff first.
Well, UNLV gets a commitment from Reggie Smith, who transferred from Marquette. He's out of Harvey, Illinois, which is a south suburb of Chicago. It's he went to Thornton Township High School, averaged about 18 points a game last year. 6 foot, 170 pounds, very athletic kid. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews on his game. Offensively, I've heard some people say he's raw. I've heard some people say he's farther along than people think. The one consistent thing I've heard is that he's a top-level athlete. There's videos of him all over the place on YouTube and whatnot, and you can see that for yourself. A guy who can change a game in an instant defensively. And, that said, he's going to fit in just fine with this team. Very athletic kid who's going to fit into this defensive pressure scheme and could score a lot in transition. Obviously, they're gonna try to turn him into a point guard. He's more of a combo guard, or at least was in high school. Started 5 games at Marquette this year. Didn't average big numbers, but if you're good enough to start 5 games at a Big East school, you obviously have some chops. It's a nice get for UNLV. The pressure is now off the coaching staff to get a point guard prospect in here to kind of hold them over until Nigel Williams-Goss, if that commitment holds. This is a nice get, and now the coaching staff can kind of stop worrying. They missed on a bunch of high school prospects. They missed on Matt Carlino, obviously. So I think from what I gained, this is a kid who I don't know that the staff, they were 100% sure on when he came, but just talking with Coach Kruger, it sounds like he sold him. One of the things that I heard is that, look, this is a team made up of guys from the West Coast. And the West Coast means laid back, means, a little, it has a stigma with it. But this is a kid who comes from, not to sound too cliche here, he's from the mean streets. And he even said as much. He's from a tough area. He's a tough kid. And coaching staff thinks he can bring something in that regard to the team. And it's going to open some doors recruiting-wise for UNLV in Chicago, which they've really been trying to do in recent years.
And I think what stands...
Not to be too long-winded there.
Yeah, I think what stands out for me is just the toughness.
Yeah.
UNLV is soft. There's no way around it. I think when push comes to shove, and we probably saw that against BYU there, they could be passive at times. And maybe you're right, it's that West Coast attitude. You look at the roster right now, Stanback UCLA, Jasper Kentucky, Willis Memphis, Quintrell Thomas Kansas, Tyler Norman, not that it counts, Iowa State.
Mike Moser, UCLA.
Here comes another transfer. Are you okay with this, the transfers? Yeah. I know some people like to make a big deal out of, that's somebody else's junk, I've heard. I'm not saying that, but I've heard that.
In my mind, it's no different than getting a high school recruit. I really don't see a difference. You get him for, this kid's going to be here for 3.5. He's going to be eligible at the end of the fall semester next year, so basically, he'll miss the first 8 or 9 games next season, and then they're going to have him for 3.5 years. There's really no difference, and he's going to be more mature than a college freshman. So I really don't see what the downside is. I think the fans that kind of do rip on it are the ones that think UNLV should be landing 4- and 5-star guys left and right.
Look, Shabazz, Roscoe.
Yeah, that's not the reality of the situation. They have a chance at those high-profile guys in Las Vegas, but this is how you make inroads in places like Chicago. They want to recruit Chicago down the road. This is how you do it. You get in with a kid who his name carries some weight there. He comes from a very good AAU program in the Mac Irvin Fire. UNLV's tried to get in on a couple kids from that program the last couple years and just couldn't. Now they're going to have something to sell when they go back.
Exactly, and I think a good thing is the kid's going to be here next week. He's going to start practicing right away. He's going to be able to, get some chemistry going with the players.
Here for the summer?
Yeah. It should be able to walk right in. And what you're seeing now is UNLV kind of aligning some players for the future. Moser is going to be a sophomore. Reggie Smith obviously is going to be a freshman. You know, you'll still have Anthony Marshall and Justin Hawkins as juniors. So they're kind of building and getting everything aligned. And
Future
looks nice, no doubt about it. The immediate future, Wednesday to San Diego State, looks a little better after tonight's performance. I think after BYU, there was a lot of question marks about this team, and TCU didn't put up much of a fight tonight. And give UNLV credit, Ryan, all the credit in the world, because they pounced on them. They were great. They got turnovers. The defense has been solid all year and forcing turnovers, creating easy opportunities. And they responded well. They picked up a pretty convincing victory.
Yeah, you know, UNLV needed a confidence boost more than anything because they were pretty down and out after Wednesday night, getting blown off their own home floor. You know, the key to this game, the 24-0 run in the first half that took about 5.5 minutes to develop. It was sparked by Anthony Marshall and Justin Hawkins, who did the same thing on a first half run on Monday night. So that's kind of becoming on Wednesday night, which is becoming a nice theme with this team. But in that run, they got back to doing what they did early in the season, where they were pressuring the ball, creating offense from defense, and everyone was getting involved. They were making the right plays, and it was really the best they'd looked for an entire game in a month. And it really couldn't have come at a better time, like you said, because they could not afford to be heading to San Diego State with their heads down like they were Wednesday night. If that San Diego State game happened to be tonight off that BYU game, they might have lost by 25.
Okay.
So this was big.
You know the Mountain West Conference as good as anybody out there. Me, not as much. I thought Ronnie Moss was one of the league's better players.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
He didn't look like it tonight, and that speaks volumes to UNLV's defense. Moss with 10 turnovers, a lot of that during that 24-0 spurt. I believe TCU 12 turnovers in the first 13 minutes of the game, and UNLV put him away, you know, super quick, and it was just a real thorough victory. Just going over some numbers, Ryan, Trevon Willis leads the way, 22 points. Chase Stanback finally breaks out of it, 15 points, including 2 of 2 on the three-pointers. Carlos Lopez, 10 points in 14 minutes. Very, very good effort. And Justin Hawkins, who continues to play good each game, 13 points, 6 of 7 shooting. More importantly, at 4 steals in that outburst. Solid, altogether effort. Yeah. I think a lot of people contributed.
And, you know, how big was it for Stanback to do what he did? And Marshall and Hawkins keep giving the spark off the bench. Carlos Lopez played nice with the new haircut that got a little applause from the crowd. But, you know, back to Ronnie Moss, he is one of the league's best players. He was a second-team all-league performer last year for a reason. Look, the one knock on him his entire career is that he's a little turnover prone. Now he doesn't average, about 10 a game. He averages about 3 or 4. But, UNLV did what it had to with him, and he was only 2 of 8 from the floor with 10 points or with 7 points in 26 minutes. Usually he plays more minutes than that, too. But, you take out Ronnie Moss and you basically take away this team's effectiveness. And, UNLV feasted on what it had to. And to get this game to blowout status, very, very strong performance. Lon Kruger called it probably the best 40 minutes his team has shown all season, and it's probably hard to argue with that.
And I like the way UNLV closed the second half. They're up by 21 at halftime. Second half, a little sluggish all the way around. You know, the crowd, what was left of the, 12,000 in attendance kind of slimmed out a little bit. UNLV holds TCU to 6 field goals, Ryan, in the second half. So a great defensive effort in the second half. Listen, I don't want to be positive all the way through. There were, in my opinion, a few red flags. 3-point shooting, again, 3 of 16. Mm-hmm. Continues to be kind of a Achilles heel for UNLV. Jasper 0 for 4. Belfield 0 for 5. I give Belfield a big pass. I know he had some tape on his wrist. He was 0 for 9 tonight. He's been one of their best players all the way through. Let's move forward to the San Diego State game. UNLV lives and dies with the 3. Obviously, they're going to have to be better than 3 of 16 against San Diego State, because we know San Diego State is big and long on the inside, and we know that they're definitely going to match up better on the inside than UNLV. We think UNLV is going to be about an 8-point underdog. how do they win this game? How do they play like they did tonight against TCU, where they were aggressive and quick in the, you know, in the front court, created a lot of easy opportunities, put the game away early? How do they do that against an undefeated number 5 ranked team in the country at their own gym?
Well, a couple of things. I don't think UNLV's bigs have to win this game for them. Look, they're not – look, Bryce Mesamba, Quintrell Thomas, Carlos Lopez is not better than Kawhi Leonard, Billy White, Malcolm Thomas. That's let's just tell it like it is. That's they're not. But they need to at least hold their own and be in there on the boards. Last year, San Diego State just humiliated UNLV on the glass, and they can't let that happen again. They have to be aggressive on the boards. That's big. They're going to have to get help rebounding from the guys like Anthony Marshall and Justin Hawkins and Derek Jasper and Trayvon Willis. But like you said, UNLV is going to have to do something that San Diego State can't match. And they're going to have to hit threes. San Diego State can match threes with James Rahon this year and DJ Gaze and improved shooter, and they still have Chase Tapley. But UNLV could win this game with three-point shooting. I don't know that they're going to be able to do that. But, you know, look, San Diego State still has a backcourt that's a little questionable handling the ball. DJ Gaze gotten a lot better over his time at San Diego State. But, you know, that's a guy who UNLV has bothered in the past. And if they can get up in him and force four or five turnovers from him and create some offense from defense, they're going to have a chance in this game. I think about 8-9 points is right. I still think San Diego State's the better team right now. And San Diego State, when they care about games, they've proven this year that, you know, they can just lay the smack on you. And it's going to take a monster effort for UNLV to win this game. We're just going to be honest.
Yeah, and it's UNLV's first road game in league play. As everybody knows, winning on the road in the Mountain West, easier said than done. UNLV, you know, in years past, has lost in some of the remote locations of the league. They've lost at TCU. They lost at Colorado State. Here they go into a San Diego State team that's A, talented, but B, it's on the road in the league. Everything stacked against UNLV, and what a perfect opportunity for an upset. You know, what a great way to
wouldn't hurt.
What a great way to forget what happened this week against BYU.
You win this game, it not only negates the BYU loss, but it probably gives you leeway with another loss down the road. So, you know, a lot at stake here for UNLV. If they lose, it's not the end of the world because they're expected to lose the game.
And I think that right there, because I would say every game they've played this year, is it safe to say they were kind of expected to win?
Yeah.
And now they're in a different role. They're wearing a different hat. And you know what? They're pretty confident after tonight's game. I mean, big win. A lot of things went right. They're going in there carefree, nothing to lose. Let's hang an L on San Diego State. It's not the end of the world.
You're right. I think this is their first time as a dog this year. Interesting.
I'm just stating the facts here, man.
It's true.
Let me give you another fact. I absolutely loved the fact that UNLV was out-rebounded TCU tonight. Loved it.
Did what they had to do.
You know, it rarely happens, and I think the performance on the board speaks volumes.
Well, they missed 35 shots and only got 11 offensive rebounds, so that's not a terrible percentage.
Exactly. And, you know, there was a lot from this game that stood out. We could talk about it until we're blue in the face. I'm going to let you have the last word before we sign off here for the weekend. We get you going to San Diego for the game of all games.
Wow, what do I even have? Oscar Belfield. That wrist, I think it's pretty clear, is bothering his shot. They're going to need something from him Wednesday night. I think that's my prediction. They're going to have to he's going to have to play better than he has these last four games with the wrist ailing him than he has in these last four games to push UNLV over the hump. That's my prediction.
And to piggyback off that, I think that he might have an advantage over DJ Gay, and if he could play better than, you know, if he could kind of lead the effort of the guards, because that's where the game's going to have to be won.
Yeah.
So, folks, we've got it. Ryan will talk to you next week when he's in San Diego. I'll be here holding down the fort.
Air Force on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Air Force. Always a fun road trip to make.
One of my favorites.
And thanks for listening. UNLV again, victorious, 13-3 on the year. 1-1 in league, not much of competition at TCU. For Ryan Green, I'm Ray Brewer. We'll talk to you next week.